Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the East Coast Audio Show. And this is the ECW wrap-up for the East Coast Audio Show. And it's brought to you by your homies, the East Coast Audio. Anyway, we got
smooth.
Very smooth. Not rich, though. Hey. We got your homie Roy, Roger for now, and we got Travis Bryan on the ones and twos. Say what's up, man.
What's happening, everybody?
Shout out to all the listeners. Keep the comments coming. Keep the rapport coming. We love y'all. Love the East Coast Audio family.
They're all right.
But I love y'all. Travis just thinks they're all right. I love y'all. But ECW, today was the 26th of January, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was.
Wait.
Yeah,
27. We just passed the 26th, though, right?
Yeah, because the Rumble was on the 25th, that I remember.
Okay, my bad. So, 27th. Apologies.
Mm-hmm.
We opened the show. What were your thoughts on the show? Let's open it up. What were your thoughts on the show, and I'll give you mine. Let's start.
Let's see. How about that's my overall thoughts on this show.
Well, the quote of genius that I once heard on our audio show say, "You like it a little bit more than me." I really did not like this show at all, from top to bottom. I'm giving this show a solid, strong Brock Lesnar, Incredible Hulk D, and I'll get to why.
I thought this was a stinker of a show, and it makes sense because if you think of wrestling, at least WWE wrestling, throughout the week as one show, maybe not one show, but like if it's like a continuation, like momentum wise, Monday ended so horribly that it was only right that for the next hour of TV is just trash. Hopefully on this 5-hour super show that I'm talking about, we can have a hot last 2 hours, or at least an hour.
We'll see. Well, they opened the show with Teddy Long coming to the ring, the Matt Middleton, of course. Pretty much he showed video highlights from the Royal Rumble on Sunday, like as far as different matches. I think he showed clips of the JBL Shawn Michaels match. He showed clips of the Orton Royal Rumble win. He showed clips of the Cena match. I mean, the Cena JBL match and the Matt Hardy turn. And I was, to be on a side note, I was looking forward to seeing Matt Hardy tonight. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, who wasn't?
And you know me. If I'm looking forward to seeing him, know what I'm saying? I knew it was going to be a little twist because they had built him versus Jack Swagger as a rematch or something tonight. Didn't they do that? Weren't they saying that all week?
It was the rematch.
No.
The rematch was at the Rumble.
Oh, okay. Wasn't he supposed to be facing Swagger or something tonight? Like, I could have sworn I seen the advertisement for that last night on Raw.
Oh, yeah. No, the ad on Raw was weird because they were treating him like a heel. I mean, like a baby. It was just like,
what was the advertisement? What was it about?
It was just a generic Matt Hardy ad.
Oh, okay.
Matt Hardy tears it up on ECW's Tuesdays at da-da-da-da-da.
So that was the first letdown. That was the first blah letdown of the show was he wasn't there. I cannot believe, and you know, hell must be freezing over or something, because I cannot believe that I'm wanting to see Matt Hardy, but whatever. Oh, can I get props on calling that, though? And new Bob Dole, thank you, brother, because you're the only person that gives
me
props. Thank you.
Yeah.
It wasn't
Go ahead.
It was too obvious. It was just too obvious to me.
Yeah, I was about to say, it wasn't completely, like, off, because it was either one or two. You had a 50-50 kind of shot.
Yeah, you had a 50-50
kind of shot. And knowing how many people just assumed, and the fact that the crowd was saying, we weren't Christian, you know, during the match, tells you that they probably were like, they just did the whole...
It wasn't always 50-50, though. Remember, we even threw Rikishi's name in there, so you gotta remember, it wasn't always...
Oh, yeah, the Big Keish did have, yeah, it was so, like 49% won and 49% or something, 49-2, 49, whatever.
Independent was Rikishi, pretty much. But,
wanted to say was the announcement that Matt would, wasn't showing up and that he asked for his release to go to SmackDown was just, I don't know, that couldn't have been handled any better than that. That couldn't have been made some kind of deal. Major announcement.
Yeah, it should have been a deal.
About top talent coming up that he has this, you know, whatever, something. He just comes out, dances, cuts this, you know, promo. Hardy's gone, and he's going to SmackDown. No trade, no nothing. You're just going to release him and let him go to SmackDown? He got drafted to ECW.
You know the crazy thing about this whole thing?